Turn to page 155. This is buyer trades for down payment. We had a chapter where we were talking about trades before, but it was really completely different. We were initiating the trade by an asset that we had. This time we're being asked to take something in trade as a down payment for what we own. So why would you consider this method of selling? You'd consider it if you're having trouble selling what you own, the normal method. You'll be dealing with a first-time buyer who have difficulty coming up with money. This lets them take what they have to get what they want. They may have an antique car or something, and they would like to have that become a down payment. When accepting trades for down payments, you usually won't be paying realtors, so it'll be a simpler transaction between a buyer and seller. It can be a quick transaction, and it opens you up to a new world of creative contacts and perhaps in some ways of thinking that you haven't thought of before. You usually can sell what you get for at least partial value, and once again, it opens up the door to buyers that may not have cash but may have something of value. It works well with existing financing place and no need for a new loan. So sometimes we would be willing to take what they have as an equity exchange and have a subject to loan in place where we don't have to worry about them qualifying. It makes it a whole lot easier than explaining to a lender that they should honor the value of what we've just decided to take and create a new loan. Although I've done that too, so that is possible. You just have to have the lender buy into the value of what you're exchanging. Top of page 156, once a deal is closed, you're completely out of the ownership of the house and the buyer, as opposed to carrying back finance or equity sharing. So that's what's attractive about taking on a trade. Items to consider taking in trade: lots, land, the house they live in. Done that when I've had new homes, I've taken in trade-ins. Create a trust deed against the house they live in, take a trade as a down payment. Create a trust deed against property they don't live in, so they have a free and clear property, and let's say the lender doesn't want you to necessarily get an exchange of the real property, but they'll accept the fact that you are creating cash for them from a trust deed. Whatever it takes, sometimes in quadrant two, you start getting creative to make happen. Sometimes they actually have been a contractor for something that you've done, so you're paying for work, services that they've performed, which provides the money for them to have a down payment. Autos or similar type vehicles. We had a vehicle one time that I negotiated to get as part of a purchase in a property in Riverside, and it actually had won some trophies and had some value to it. And I remember, and somebody in here know about cars, I remember that the transmission was a push button one on the front. So anyway, it had value, and we used that car for down payments. Sometimes we would give it to the buyer, just give it to them, and they would have it appraised, and they would be able to use that as a down payment. So it literally, giving car away, I literally did. In other words, that was a down payment that they ended up selling the car, using the money, it ended up working. There are collectibles like baseball cards, fine art, and all of that. When I get Teresa up here, remind me to ask her if lenders will let any of that type of thing fly as down payments, because some of it does have legitimate value in documented appraisals, and some of them might work as down payments. They certainly will work if you're motivated and they give you something of value that you can take and then exchange for at least some cash. So that's what we're really talking about, is being able to go from ownership of property to something where we don't have any debt and we're out of the property and the loan that's bothering us. Process to generate this type of response: run an ad in the paper saying you'll take a trade for down payment. Once again, the car trader, boat trader, vacation vehicle magazine might attract somebody that owns something free and clear that they're tired of. Evaluate what the potential buyer has, and if you have financing, monthly overhead you want off of, you may not care too much about the value of what they have as long as you get off of what you have. If the existing financing's in your name, then I would wrap the financing using an all-inclusive deed of trust. Does that answer that question? In other words, I would try to protect myself if I was going to have my name on the financing and relinquish ownership of the property, even though they gave me something of value. If the new loan is going to be obtained, the value has to be acceptable to the lender. So when you have a collectible, some of them have appraisals. We'll see in a few minutes if the lender accept those or not. The vehicles, if they're new or old, usually have some kind of blue book value. Any real estate can be appraised, and notes are usually recognized for the value for the principal still owed on them. So we're creating a way to get rid of real estate by accepting what someone else has. And it's different, again, in the first trade. There, we're trading something we have because we can't sell it, and we're ending up with a very big item. We're almost the initiator of that trade. This way, we're trying to get off of real estate by accepting somebody else's down payment in the form of something that they have. It's just a tricky way to get a down payment. And you probably don't want to have agents involved in this transaction because I'm not sure they'd feel comfortable with whatever you end up with. Quadrant one, when selling becomes tougher, this will be attractive to the potential buyer who misses the boom. Keep a close eye on the inventory in the MLS as far as when this starts becoming critical. And when the inventory passes 6 months, it means you're now in a buyer's market and you might want to get more creative. Being creative definitely helps during quadrant two. And this quadrant's going to last for a few years, so if you don't do something creative and you have one of those types of inventories you shouldn't have owned, you might own it for a very, very long time. So that's why this chapter is here. People have asked me in the interim, well, how do we sell properties during this time frame? This is one of them. If you really have something you don't want and you want off of the debt, then get creative in what you're willing to take. Quadrant three, the market's just started to improve. So having these tools in your bag still is worthwhile and you're able to move properties quickly. Keep an eye on the inventory, again, in the MLS. Once you're under 7 months, things are going to start being improving and going up and start becoming a seller's market. Page 158 in this quadrant, which lasts also for years, you won't need this. I'll continue with what I had to say. However, it may be a great opportunity to make a very flexible buyer and owner who will cooperate with an equity share agreement. So you can combine something like this to where you can get an equity share agreement started even if somebody doesn't have cash. They have some skin in the game, you're carrying paper, have a 50% equity share going forward, so you have a partner and you have a bigger profit at the end. Okay, I'll take some questions about this. Okay. Just a second.
The question is, when valuing property, boats, planes, airplanes, anything that someone's going to throw at you as a use for a deposit, do you take face value of the appraisal? In this case, you mentioned Kelly Blue Book or an appraisal, or do you protect your position and say, I'll value it at 80% of Kelly Blue Book or so forth? Any thoughts?
I wouldn't take anybody's word on any appraisal ever. No, I'm being honest. I would look at, usually if I'm in this mode, I got to be honest with you, what they have is usually looking pretty good to me because the only reason I'm doing this is I can't get off of what I have. But I wouldn't necessarily pay attention to anybody's appraisal. I would always figure out what I would be able to get for it and who would be the willing taker of what I have. So I'd go through that drill. Just like appraising real estate property, right now I'm looking at competition. So I would go look at whatever they're about to give me, and I would look at, it's so easy to see what's for sale in that category. I would go to eBay, I would go to the magazine, Car Trader, whatever it is, and say, okay, how am I the next sale? This is what I've got, how do I convert this to cash, and what's the magic number?